time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, as well as KOALITV.com. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stacy and Mike James. They are with the 34th annual Helper Outlaw Car Show that's coming up this weekend, September 4th and 5th. A lot of fun stuff that's tied into it. So let's talk to them and get the lowdown on the car show. Stacy, Mike, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start talking initially about the car show itself. This is the 34th year that it's been going on, correct?
Correct. The 34th year.
And Mike, how many years have you been involved in it?
34 years.
34 years. Is that how you keep track?
Yeah.
And you were telling me off the air, the only thing that's been going on in Helper longer is the Catholic Carnival.
Correct.
So, and every year, does it seem like it gets bigger? And you get more people involved in it and more people that want to come and do this kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. This year is probably going to be the largest car show we've ever had. But there's people calling from Colorado, New Mexico. When we first started, our first show had 30 cars, and they wouldn't let us park on the grass. They made us park in the dirt back in 1987.
And so now, how many cars you got lined up so far?
Oh, probably right now, pre-registered, we probably have around 55.
And that will keep going. Now, are you going to shut down pre-registration, or does it go even the day of?
You register when you get there.
And so you're looking for, and you know what, it's one of those things that it's an outing that people need right now, probably.
Yep, you know, everybody's been sitting around, you know, and they want to get out and, you know, get in the park, and we're outside in the fresh air, and we are CDC and Health Department compliant with all the rules of the COVID-19.
So you're ready to go.
Yes, we'll have wipes there. We'll have masks if people need them. Masks are recommended but not required. If you want a mask, we will have a mask we can give you, you know. And we'll have people that are taking your money will be wearing gloves, and we'll be wiping down our counters and everything. So we're right up there to fight the COVID-19 along with doing the car show.
Make sure that everything works the way that it's supposed to. So everything starts on Friday night with one of the things that's really fun, it sounds like. And you guys have done this. How many years have you done this part of it? Is it all 34, or have you just started doing it?
No, this has probably been going. The cruise and the poker run's probably been going for 10 years.
And this is really fun. Let's talk about that.
Well, we do that in the Helper Main Street Park downtown. And we just line the cars up, and we have our DJ, Rockin' Hot Rod Productions. They play music there, and we'll register cars there, and then we take off on a poker run cruise. We'll go up to Kenilworth and then come down here to Price and around and give cards out for the poker run, and then come back and see who wins the poker run, and then go home and get ready for the big day.
And so now, Stacy, I'm going to talk to you really quick.
Okay.
We'll get you in here. How many have you been involved as long, or how many years have you been involved in this?
Well, I had my son, I think that was the 6th year, but I've helped all years. Yeah. I've helped most of the time. I moved away for a little while, but I came back, and now it's just him and I. So we have other people that come in and help.
And it's just one of those things, though, that everybody kind of looks forward to every year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially on Father's Day weekend. So we were really bummed out not being able to have it then. But we are very happy that we were able to get it going now in September.
Very good. And then it all kicks off. The car show itself is going to be on Saturday. And that's up at the Helper City Park, the big park. Let's talk about all that stuff and everything that's going on around that day.
Okay. So that'll start at 10 o'clock. And then we'll have our flag raising ceremony at noon. And then at 2 o'clock, we have a pinup contest, which will be ran by DeVille Magazine, which is a car culture magazine that are coming down to cover the show both days. And they will do the pinup contest. We have an under 18 category and an over 18. And it's real fun for the girls to get out and get dressed up, you know. And it's just a fun time. And the first place finishers, they get awards, you know, and they'll get to take pictures with cars. So it's a real fun time for people. We try to make it a family event, you know, and it just works out really well. You know, we need more stuff for the kids and them computers they play constantly.
That's true. So as another thing that's going on up there, that is going to be, the whole thing once again is free to the public, right?
Correct.
And they're going to open up the pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we usually have free swimming that day. On
the whole day.
Yep.
So head on up there and, you know, check out some great-looking cars, go swimming, and just have a fun day, and the entire family can go and enjoy this whole thing. So once again, if you wanted to go and be a part of it, you don't necessarily have to pre-register. It's $10 to enter into it. And if they want to talk to any more people about it or get a hold of somebody, what do they need to do? Who can they call?
You can just call me, or get on our Facebook page, Helper City Outlaw Car Show and Cruise. My phone number's on there. You can message me. My phone number's 435-820-8320, or you can call Stacy. Her phone number's 435-749-9890, and we'll get back to you. I'm trying to move out of my shop and help her right now, so... I may be a minute or two getting back to you, but we'll get back to you within the day. And another thing I want to say, we had some moonshine jugs made this year to give away as awards, and they were made right in Helper, wood-fired with trees that were cut down in Helper, and they are really neat.
There's that. They've got the fridge that you're giving away. You showed me the fridge.
That fridge is going to be auctioned off, but we have four of them fridges that are being done right now. That one was done by a master airbrush artist out of Utah County, and I have a girl down here that's doing one, and then two others are being done by the master painter up in Pleasant Grove. Actually, he's in California painting some hot rods this week, but his fridges will be done, and they're really nice fridges. That fridge that I showed you, that's probably got 30 hours of work, and it's probably got $2,000 worth of paint on it.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So get on up to the 34th annual Helper Outlaw Car Show coming up this weekend, September 4th and 5th in Helper. Friday night, the cruise starts at 6. It'll be down on Main Street Park in Helper. And then on Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning, and that'll be at the main park. If you want to enter, it's only going to cost you $10 to be in the entry. And just go out and have a good time. If you don't enter, go look at these beautiful cars and just make a day of it Saturday and head on up to Helper. Stacy, Mike, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.